The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Remember back in the, was it the second quarter where Giants get down to the 1 yard line and they, instead of kicking a field goal on fourth and goal, they try a pass play? Later in the game, they go for two inexplicably. An extra point would have made it a 7-point game.
I don't mind it because if you're planning that and you think, okay, we need to make a 2-point conversion and to try to win the game, and you know you got to do it twice, you got a better than 50% chance of getting one of the two. Would you give up a first for Patrick Peterson if you're the Texans?
Yeah, I'd give up a first-round pick for
him. Yeah, I would too. Here's why. Because Jackson's going to be a free agent. Joseph is, if you do bring him back, it's a one-year deal. You're probably going to use a first-round pick on a corner or a tackle, right? Isn't he better than any corner you're going to get in the draft?
If they wanted to pursue it, I think they've got an advantage that they've got Tyrann Mathieu to recruit and push for that to happen. But at the end of the day, it's about what team is going to make an offer that the Cardinals are okay with.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975, and now at MK Pallet. You can also text the show, you know the number for that, but very pleasant surprise to see Eric Warner wander in here.
Howdy, Fred. What's going on? Hey, AJ.
How goes it?
Excellent. Excellent.
We were talking off the air about like touts, who the guys who sell picks on radio or wherever. And one thing that I think they always have in common is they mispronounce the names of schools. So it'll be like Arizona State or Oregon. Or I mean, something like that.
It's Oregon, like, for sure.
I've heard Connecticut.
Yeah, it'll be something like that. It's something like you're like, what? What did he just say? Did he say Arkansas? That's weird.
And they all have like an East Coast accent,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Other than that guy you guys had on a couple years ago that did like the college picks, they always have.
Yeah.
Even RJ kind of sounds a little East Coast.
I think you can make the play on Arizona State.
They played this UCLA team this week. Yeah. I think that should be an easy victory over UCLA.
The Boys State Broncos. I'm like, do you watch football, sir?
At the Olympics, I like this Team USA.
I gotta take issue with you guys a little bit. I was listening. I think Boston fan across the board is insufferable.
I do too. I agree with you.
The Patriots. I think they're all.
Most of the Patriots fans I know.
Scumbags. All of them.
Yeah.
They're not as bad. They're not as bad as Red Sox fan or Celtic fan. It's certainly not Bruin fan, which is absolutely the worst.
I mean, Fred, here's the thing, right? Okay, and they're chasing Pittsburgh, right? So that part I get. Right, to be the greatest of all time in terms of rings. But, you know, it's like, man, after Denver won that Super Bowl in 2015, kind of really wasn't even totally expecting. I thought they were going to, like, a couple years beforehand. I was good. I'm good for 20 years. Do I want them to win?
Sure.
Sure. But am I going to, like, cop the attitude the Patriot fan does?
I'm going to defend them a little bit because the NFL basically bent them over. I mean, the whole Deflategate thing was a joke. The Spygate thing was a joke, and it became a big deal. I don't blame them for being dickweeds.
I mean, they are. The Spygate thing, I think, was kind of a big deal. They were cheating.
Everybody does it.
Yeah, but they got caught cheating.
For the what time? Yeah. They got there was the
but that you have to admit, though,
back in the early
2000s, deflated ball thing was the dumbest thing that the NFL's ever been
involved
with.
I think that was garbage, but the Spygate, I don't feel bad for them.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. You got caught cheating.
Every team does it.
Well,
Every single team.
Not
does
every
it.
Team gets caught. We know that, Fred. But it, they like made colleges who pay players.
They made way too big a deal out of it. Just and then they did the deflate gate on top of that. If I'm a Patriots fan, I hate the NFL. I want Roger Goodell to die in a car accident.
Yeah, I get that.
But I'm not a Patriots fan, so.
I think you are.
I guess I understand. I understand their angst. Yeah, Red Sox fan, I don't understand at all. They're just, yeah. But that's just me. I'm only defending one of their group.
All right. Well, I'm 0 for 4 on them. I'm okay. Against all of them.
Ditto. Ditto.
And no, I don't like Yankee fan either, so there's no reason to go there.
Mostly teams that are good, I don't like their fans. I don't like that. I don't like it when you win championships.
Oh, Duke fans? Yeah, you can all die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I may hate Duke fans more than I hate Boston fans.
Yeah, but you're also a Kentucky fan.
I do like Kentucky.
They're the same
I'm
guy.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
You're kind of a fan. Like yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you have a program or a team that has won 3 titles in your lifetime, you're probably insufferable. Like, that's just the way it works. Like, because suddenly you feel like, oh, my team's some sort of elite, you know. It's not that big of a deal, all right? You're not, and you didn't play any part in it, okay? You bought a shirt.
Hey, that shirt helped pay for Jose Altuve's contract.
Right. Same thing.
Yeah. That $40 I spent last year, that went directly to Jose Altuve's new contract.
What's going on at the brewery these days, my friend?
You know, got some new, we got some beers kicking off that innovation system that are on tap at the restaurant. Like, we have a Crunkin' Pumpkin, but it's different. We actually used a little coffee from Katz's Coffee in that. We hand roasted the pumpkins in the ovens in the kitchen.
I heard it was a little bit lighter than the old one.
Like, it was a little lighter, but I had one. It was delicious.
Yeah.
About to tap the fresh hop beer. We have our new Brut Rosé IPA on tap. We actually used a little bit of grape must in that version. So it's you know, if you're like a wine drinker, you're not like into beer or whatever,
right,
might be the thing for you.
And you had some, was it a Berliner you guys had on?
Not a Berliner. I'm trying to think of what
there's
else.
Something on when we were there last week, some sort of fruited. And I want
to oh, say. It was a raspberry wheat.
Oh,
that,
okay.
That was like something okay. We did. It was a pink beer for, you know, breast cancer. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's really exciting. Like, if you haven't been to the restaurant in a while, and you're kind of one of those people that wants to try new beers, I mean, we're probably going to have at least like 4 or 5 of these, you know, innovation system beers on at any one time. So, we're going to do, so we have the, Hop Delusion Hazy coming out that just got released. But we're also going to do, kind of a lower, like 6%. Hazy, so we're gonna start, you know, dabbling in that a little more, and so yeah, all kinds of fun stuff going on.
All right,
yeah,
look at you.
We got Foamhenge coming up next weekend.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that after the break. I want to talk about that, but what's the plan for us? When are we gonna brew? When is the time?
Well, AJ, I think you and I just decided in the break that when one of us wins the Mega Millions tonight, yeah, we're gonna, you know, buzz off to Germany and start a brewery there.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, in the,
let's say,
know,
worst case scenario, we don't win the,
yeah,
Mega Millions.
We only win like the $1 million one,
right,
you know, the
like fifth, we're short one number.
Yeah. Well, in this case it might be 3. Yeah. We're short one number. Yep. Then I think we do it, man, first couple weeks of November.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's lock down a date and I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
What are we making?
I don't know. I want to make like a pastry stout. I want to make something thick and flavorful. I want
are we going to like use like donuts or Oreos or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
All right.
Something like that.
All right. I'll talk to... In fact, I was just had a meeting with my innovation brewer, Brian. He's the guy that runs that thing really day to day. And he had the schedule for November. And I was like, Brian, we need to have something kind of more out of the box here. We've got, you know, and in his defense, we're kind of perfecting a lot of these new beers coming out in 2019. But I was like, we need to do something just kind of off the wall. So there it is.
There you go.
All I know is when I win this thing, I'm Kaiser Soze, man. You'll never hear from me
again. Gone, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You better drop my $1 million off first.
I won't. I'll come by and take care of you guys first, and that's it.
Okay.
Well, about every 6 months, I'll pop out with a new novel, and I'll tweet all that out. But that's it. Nobody's
but you're not going to put any work into the novel. It's going to be garbage.
You're going to have a ghostwriter do that,
no,
aren't you?
No, I'll put work into them because it's fun for me. But,
oh, okay.
And then every now and then I might show up on a World Poker Tour event.
If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't even edit my novels. I'd just be like, read it. If there's problems, you can figure it out yourself.
Yep.
So someone who's done it, never mind. I better not say that. We're going to take a quick break. I got some questions for you from the people when we come back as well. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Answer that. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz with our man Eric Warner from Carbach. I have a couple questions from Twitter for you.
Awesome.
Dustin asks, he also included you on it, so technically he said to ask you this, even though he's asking you it.
Yep.
Along with us. Says, when the new BBH 4-pack is coming out.
So this is an interesting story, Dustin and everyone else. So we actually have a new bottle for this. We are getting a custom molded bottle.
Like a different shape?
It's going to be like a 12-ounce bottle, but yeah, it'll be a slightly different shape, but it'll have like this Carbach Brewing and then BBH kind of thing up around the shoulder of the bottle.
Okay.
And
like the old root beer bottles that had like the raised lettering and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Okay.
That's classic.
Just don't mess with the beer. That's my favorite.
No, bottle. No, class beer, it up. Beer is still going to be great and the same and all that. But you know, we want to sexy this up a little bit, right? As long as we're going from the 22s to the 12s, let's do it up. Well, the manufacturer has like delayed us twice. And you know what they're blaming it on?
Glass shortage.
Tariffs. Yeah, damn. Somehow they are using that excuse.
What, are you guys buying your glass from Vietnam or what?
No, it's the mold. They're saying the mold, and they make it here, but I think it's like, well, because of the tariffs, we got this backlog of other blah, blah, blah.
Thanks,
so
Obama.
So anyway, Dustin, we were really hoping to and we debated. It's like, do we just use a regular 12-ounce bottle for the first run and then use our custom bottle after? And we're like, nope, we're
just wait.
Yeah, we're going to wait. We're going to do it right.
Is the beer ready?
Beer's ready, but the nice thing about those beers
they're in
is,
barrels. They're sitting.
Yeah, they don't get like overcooked, right?
Right.
It's not like a well-done steak or anything.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's going to be January, February 1 at the latest.
Okay.
So still good, cool weather.
Yeah.
Good time of year for that.
So we can pop them for the Super Bowl. Yeah,
there you go.
That sounds good.
You drink one per quarter of the Super Bowl.
And you'd be feeling
good. Well, but they're small. They're smaller though, right?
Yeah, 12-ounce bottles.
So no, I'll drink two per quarter. I can
okay.
do that.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see that.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of drinking four of the existing bottles, Fred.
You act like I've never done that.
And what are the four flavors going to be?
So it's the unbarreled Hellfighter. So it's just the Imperial Porter.
Okay.
It's the straight BBH. It's a cinnamon horchata version.
Ooh.
And then the mole version.
Okay.
So the mole version, we've got cocoa nibs. We've got chipotle peppers. We got a little allspice, a little clove in there.
So do you think that when you guys do the next four, it'll be four different ones?
Yeah, we're kind of debating that now. I mean, I think, you know, if we do that kind of variety pack thing again.
The OG regular will always be in there.
OG will always be in there.
That makes sense.
I like that four, though. Don't change that.
I
make that special for me.
I've been telling Eric to make a coconut one for a long time, and he keeps ignoring me.
AJ, it's on the list. It's
come
on the
garbage.
List. We can make a coconut beer.
Maybe that's the move. Maybe
like that's
some
what
sort
we should
of coconut
do.
Donut beer.
I like the s'more idea you had. I think s'more would be good.
All right.
Gustavo, our buddy, asked us as a GABF judge, what was the worst beer you've ever tasted?
Oh, my.
There had to be something that stands out.
God, I'd have to really rack my brain on that.
But
a
did you have
bit.
Some where you taste it and you're like, God, you really entered this in a contest?
Yeah, but I think in a lot. Well, yeah. So you can tell the ones that obviously have had a microbial infection somewhere right. along the way, and those guys, it's a little bit like, you know, something happened in transport. They didn't realize right. they had this infection. But there's some that you can, taste that it's like, no, that beer was the way it was when it left the brewery. Did right. you not taste? Like, we make a big thing of it every year. Like, we taste the batches to, like, put our best foot forward. So we'll have to ruminate on that. I will say this, you know, the quality every year has basically gotten better and better. I mean, I remember judging GABF back in the early 90s, and there was some real shite, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, it's gotten better. So
that one was for you, too. That's a text.
Oh, yeah, so. About the CCA Tasty Waves. Yeah, so we had our – that was pretty cool. Last week, or maybe it was the week before, we did the check presentation to the CCA. You know, we did a 25 cents per case of the Tasty Waves sold, went to CCA. So I think we gave them a check for like 10 grand.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was pretty nice. And we're going to continue that partnership next year. So
very cool.
Very excited about that.
Yeah. And you mentioned Foam Hinge. If you want tickets for Foam Hinge, go to carbockbrewing.com to get tickets. The lineup is Texas Flood, The Sweet, Red Fang, April Wine, and Wolf Mother. That's Sunday, November 4th. Gates at 1:30. Music at 2. And that last year was a fantastic time. I thought it was really cool last year. And this, I mean, you guys are up in the ante. So, and you told me you're going to try to get a band that I've been asking for.
GVF?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because you tuned in and you were like, yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're amazing. I mean, I was really, well, I'm blessed and bummed, but I saw them the first weekend of ACL, and I was like, yes. And I thought, because pretty much 90% of the acts play both weekends.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
But
yeah.
Those guys are so, like, major right now. They're right. like, nope, we got another gig. So I was telling my wife about it. It's like, you know, hey, because she didn't go the first weekend. You're going to love this band. I was like, oh, they're not playing. But, yeah, we're definitely trying to work on them for Love Street Music Fest for next year. But their stock is rising really, oh, yeah. really fast.
Rightfully so. That's a good band.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for turning me on to them.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking how excited I was to go to Foam Hinge. It's the same day the Texans play the Broncos. The fourth, right?
We will have so Fred again. I think I can get you some VIP passes, and I'm pretty sure that game will be
TVs on.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's what I need. If you can do this, I'm there for sure. I just need to be able to get on the internet and post all the stories when the game's over. I'll bring my laptop.
We'll make that work.
Okay.
I
don't need to do anything but drink beer.
Drink beer. Yeah. Drink BBH.
Drink beer and kick ass.
There you
That's
go.
I'm there to rock out with my.
That's awesome.
With
out.
Your thick. Dirty finger out
yeah.
with a hair in it.
Yeah, my yeah. hairy finger, my mid-digital hair.
I think that's actually going to be a pretty competitive football game. I think that will come down to late fourth quarter.
Wouldn't shock me.
You know, if it...
Are the Broncos worse than you thought they'd be this year?
Yes and no. I mean, I definitely think that game in Arizona was an outlier for both of those teams, right?
Well, Arizona does. They suck really bad.
They're bad. But they played particularly bad. You know, we'll see. I think that's going to be, look, you guys have talked about it. Either one of those teams, if they think they have real Super Bowl designs, they're deluding themselves. And I love them both. I love the Texans and the Broncos, but let's be real here. But that game could be the, like, wild card divining rod game for those two teams. Loser is done.
Were you expecting to get more out of Case Keenum than you've got?
Yes.
I think a lot of people were. Yeah. I think Denver, they're almost going to be forced to draft another quarterback. It's getting to that where...
Well, and Chad, Chad was looking great, and then,
not an ideal thing. And, man, they just... It's funny that defense, I mean, they used to be so stout, and... I don't know, you know, I don't know where it went wrong exactly.
Well, but Wade Phillips, man. I mean, terrible head coach, amazing defensive coordinator. Look what he did for the Texans. Look what he did for the Broncos. Look what he's done for the Rams.
They gave up back-to-back 200-yard rushes.
Oh, that was just embarrassing.
I mean, that's tough to do. And
didn't the Jets get 300? I think the Jets dinged them for 300 as a team,
but I'm talking about one player getting 200 yards.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that doesn't happen very often, period. But for them to let it happen back-to-back weeks, and the week before that, they gave up 120-plus to Kareem Hunt. And, you know, Todd Gurley's going to do that to some teams. But Isaiah Crowell ran for over 200 on.
That's embarrassing.
You used to not be able to run on the Broncos ever. You know, that was just the thing. Like, you got a good running back. You probably ain't going to work out against Denver. Now it's, man, that is.
Well, I go back to it's either coaching and or scheme because, you know, the talent is there, obviously, with Miller and Chubb. But, you know, rounding out the rest of that front, Derek Wolfe, I mean, that's a good front seven, no doubt about it. So I don't know, but I think it'll be a good game. Fred, we'll have it on.
Okay. Well, so I have to post like 4 stories to Sports Map afterwards. So.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. But
I'll write mine drunk. It'll be fun.
We'll get you a little VIP room or something.
You know, bring my little baby
little
here.
Green room.
So I see you got your I voted thing on today. So Trump inspired you yesterday to go vote for Ted Cruz.
You were out at the rally yesterday. Yeah, I saw
toughest Texas man. I mean, I gotta get out.
Beautiful
there.
Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful Ted.
Is that what it says on the ballot?
Oh, is that what DJ T said about him?
That's what he beautiful called him. He said no longer is he Lion Ted. He's now Beautiful
Ted.
Oh,
my goodness. I mean, it's laughable, right? The back and forth between those two. It's like, really, guys? I mean, granted, that's politics, but it's like, it just makes you want to throw your hands up, you know? But it's pretty amazing. So I went at 3 o'clock today thinking I was going to, you know, find no crowd. Yeah. I had to wait a half an hour. Jeez. And yesterday they said the old record in Harris County was 20,000 early voters on day one. And that was in 2010. They had 66,000 yesterday.
Wow.
So there's, I think everybody on both sides are people who want to vote Libertarian or whatever. They're coming out.
Are you a straight ticket guy?
I was.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I wanted to pull Libertarian, but I didn't. So okay. I'll let you.
You know,
I'll let everyone speculate from
you
there.
Know me. Sure.
Yeah.
You know me. I like to when there's something other than a D or an R, I'm for that usually.
I'm going to be one of the few people actually waiting till voting day, so there's going to be no line by then. But I can't.
I don't know, dude.
But the problem is I can't do all the research. Well, the time I go. Usually is a really good time because I can go at like 10 in the morning and there's not people there or 1 in the afternoon. But I need that time to research all these judges and stuff that we have to vote for. I can't do that today because I pull a bunch of my lawyer friends on the judges and get their opinions because they work with them. And those are things that I can't do by tomorrow. I mean, I pretty much already know on the big races. And for the record, I hate every single candidate. It's just who do I hate the least? Because politicians are all liars and dickweeds, and they're all out for themselves and put money in their own pockets. So I'm trying to find the guys who are putting less money in their pockets and trying to at least be decent politicians.
Yeah, and I think like the one thing locally for me was the 2B for the firefighters, right?
Yeah, that is a must. That is a must.
Yep. I mean, we had my kid, believe it or not, he dropped a growler of beer when he was like 2. This was back in Denver, and a shard freakishly went up and hit him like in his neck, kind of almost near his jugular.
Ooh.
I mean, he was spitting blood like a chicken.
Jeez.
And, you know, the guys from the fire department, they were right there. They were great with my wife. I wasn't there at the time. So ever since then, I've just been, you know, they're amazing.
Yeah, Prop B is the one thing that I'm going to sit here on air and tell people, I'm voting for this. You should vote for it, too. And, you know, we've had Marty on from the firefighters. I mean, we're behind that 100%.
I think that'll pass, but you never know, dude. There's just a lot of people that are like, no new taxes.
It's because the mayor gets on there and talks about how, we'll have to cut jobs and all this. Well, why don't you just balance your budget better, Chief?
Yeah.
There's other places you can cut back. I mean, I don't want to get started, but I think people know my opinion on this, and you know, glad to see you're on our side on this.
Oh heck yeah, man!
But there are things locally I'll get involved in because I think those races are much more important than the president or even the Senate race or any of that stuff. the people who are in your city making these decisions can have much more of an impact on your life. And some of these props can have much more of an impact on your life. And so those I'm not afraid to get involved on or talk about.
I agree 100%, man. And that it seems like that's the trend now, is like people are getting more involved at the local level. And then you have real like feedback at that point. Like you feel like you've made a difference versus just, you know, voting for some guy you're never going to see. Or
well, and I think, yeah, and maybe it's arrogant, but I think we have had some influence on some races here by talking about people we voted for. And I think, I hope we have an influence on this prop getting passed, because, you know, we got an audience, and I'm not afraid to use it when it means something to people in the city or people in this area of our and our listeners. And you know, they don't have to listen to us, but we'll present our sides, and hopefully some people are motivated by it. All right, that's going to wrap it up for you, Eric.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you in a couple weeks. See you at the Fomenge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, on the way out, let's give this away. Since we were talking about Carbach, man, I got to tell you, Thrive saved my ass Saturday on that pub crawl. Because I woke up Sunday morning, and I was like, I feel great. So, guess what I want? I want the people to feel great, too. So, we're going to give away a Thrive Plus sample, 3 bottles. It's designed to specifically mitigate the negative effects of alcohol by replacing lost vitamins and providing your liver with what it needs to break down alcohol and its toxic byproducts. Thrive Plus is the patented solution to help you recover. Just take 2 tablets before bed or after your last beverage. This is your opportunity to check it out. Win a 3-bottle sample now. For more information or to purchase Thrive Plus, log on to DecideThrive.com. At 6:37, we'll take caller 7. 3-pack of Thrive Plus. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
94.1. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Eric's such a good dude. Always fun to have him on. Did we get a winner, John? Did they call in? The phones are looking kind of weird up there.
They're X'd out because he's talking to the winner.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So congratulations to the winner.
Championship.
You get the Thrive Plus. I'm telling you, that stuff really works. And I just gave some to Eric because I like him.
Nice.
He's a good dude.
He's all right.
I don't know if we're going to have time to get to too many of these, but looking at some of the early college football lines, not a lot has jumped out at me yet. I need to run my numbers again. And I feel like... I've been better on my picks than my results. I feel like I've gotten a few not so goods.
Okay.
But just looking at some of the regulars who I kind of like Aggie getting points from Mississippi State, although that's down to 2.5 now.
Yeah. And it's another one of those, I mean, feels like last week with LSU, like, man, that number feels off.
I kind of hate that UH is at 7.5 right now, because I think South Florida is one of the most phony teams in the country.
I do too.
Inside of 7, I would pounce on it. Outside of 7 makes me a little nervous.
There, so I know obviously this early in the week, team totals aren't posted yet.
I have some.
But, you do have some? Do you have the, yeah. What's the, because I'm guessing the team total on West Virginia is about 40.
Let me find it for you.
West Virginia against
play
Baylor?
But they play Thursday night. No, it's 66.
For what about, I'm talking about like for just West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia. Yeah, no, I don't have team totals. Okay. I just have over-under.
So
yeah,
but just doing some quick math, it's 14-point spread, 40 to 26 would equal 66, and that's a 14-point spread. It might be 40.5, whatever it is, West Virginia over. Baylor cannot stop what Will Greer is going to throw at him. They just have no answer
for
it.
Will Greer has to be pissed after that last game.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be a I'll probably be on the over, just at the total over, but I'm certain that West Virginia is going to do damage. I like to assume that Baylor will do some too, because West Virginia is not that great defensively, but at West Virginia is always different. That's why I'm probably going to be looking at the team total over more than the total.
Our boys Fresno minus 24 against a Hawaii team that's falling apart.
It's such a big number, but yeah, I still think I'll be on Fresno because they're good to us.
And yeah, and I think, and as much as I love Hawaii, I really do think they're falling apart.
And my other boys, guess who they play? UAB?
Yeah.
They're playing UTEP.
Oh,
16-point favorites on the road at UTEP.
I like UAB.
I like UAB there, too. Even though UTEP, they've been pretty good against the spread lately, they're still horrible. UAB is a solid football team. I think they're gonna wreck that team.
I wonder, because I'm looking at TCU minus 14 at Kansas. I kind of feel like TCU is due to put an ass-whipping on somebody. But I wonder if they're not broken now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that team. But if you're going to beat up on anybody, I mean, that's who it would have to be, right?
I bet you're on Duke minus 2.5 at Pittsburgh.
No, Duke burned me last week. I'm on stay away from Duke, unfortunately.
Sad.
Yeah. You know, how about under 49 in that TCU-Kansas game?
Yeah, I could see that. I don't think Kansas is going to do much against them.
One of the as Granato says, queer lines of the week, Stanford, 3-point favorite against Washington State.
Where is that game?
At Stanford.
Yeah, I think Stanford, I'd probably go Stanford there. I know Washington State coming off a big win at Oregon, but they're so much better at home. Their only loss was at USC. I think that's a stay away for me.
Okay.
Did you see what North Texas is up to against Rice?
No.
Yeah,
is it in the 30s?
It's 30. Okay. On the nose.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Yeah, that's too much for me. There's another total that I love. So we've talked a lot about Connecticut being arguably the worst team in the country.
Yes.
I mean, Rice is in that conversation too. UMass defensively is right up there with them as a horrible, horrible team.
Boy, it wasn't that long ago they were really good against the spread, like last year. They were a really trustworthy team. Not so much anymore.
I'm waiting to see if Massachusetts quarterback Andrew Ford plays. I think the last I saw, he was probable. But I'm going to be heavy on the over. And it's at 71.5 now. It opened at 74, down to 71.5.
When was that game? I can't find it on my...
UMass-UConn?
Yeah. Saturday?
It is... I think it's on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it on here.
Yeah, it's Saturday. It's a 2 o'clock kick.
Okay. Oh, there it is. 73.5. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Over.
Then UMass minus 4.5.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I'll probably. I might like UMass too, but I definitely like the over in that game. Nobody's going to be able to stop anybody in that game.
All right, guys. Guess what I have to tell you about? Lions Poker Palace.
Oh, yes.
And, guys. Najib, George, they run such a great room over there. And here's some of the things that they do. Like today, they had a tournament. They have a tournament started at 6:30. You can still get in until 8:10. It's an 80 plus 20 plus 25 bounty. 3,000 guaranteed. They have the noon tournament, which is basically a sit and go. $100 freeze out and with 1,000 guaranteed. If you get there, the first 10 cash players by 1 o'clock or before 1 o'clock, you get $50 time and lunch. And we know the food over there is great. And I'll tell you what, man, all players before one get $25. If you want to go play cash, you're getting free time and lunch. They're taking care of you. And the place is so awesome. I'm going to try to get over there Thursday to play that freeze out because I absolutely love that tournament. But they got something for everybody. No matter what you're into, they've got a tournament for you, and it's just a classy place.
Yeah, you mentioned that free food, which is out of this world good. It's BYOB, so if you want to get down, bring your own booze and get after it there. They've got security inside and outside. It's just like Fred said, it's a Vegas quality room. When you walk in this place, it's like, wow, this isn't what I was expecting. And it really is nice. 6134 Richmond Avenue. Go see it for yourself. Get in on one of those tournaments. You can find the schedule for all the tournaments at their Facebook page. But like I said, you go in and see this place, you're going to be blown away. 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace. Your back's against the wall out there.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys, if you're in the market for a lawyer, I got the guy for you. It's my man, Lawyer Dave. And as a matter of fact, if you guys were at the pub crawl Saturday, and a bunch of you were, you got a chance to meet Lawyer Dave. And you know what you learned? A, he's a cool guy. B, you want him on your side. And C, if you've been in any kind of an accident, this is a man to call. Isn't that right, Dave?
Absolutely right, Fred. Hey, Blitzers, I did get the pleasure of meeting several of you on Saturday at the pub crawl. And yeah, that's true. Any place, anywhere, anytime you get hurt, call me, Lawyer Dave, at 713-626-8900. My name's David Mestemaker. I'm Houston-based. I've been doing this 29 years, and I'll help you. And the best part about it is, you call me, the first call is free, the first consultation is free. You don't get paid until we all get paid together.
Yeah, and you know, if you're in an accident and you need a doctor and you can't afford one, you're going to help them out, right?
That's for sure true, Fred. That happens a lot. People get hurt. They don't know. They either don't have insurance or they don't have insurance that covers it. We help those people find the proper doctors for their needs. From chiropractors up to orthopedic surgeons, we've got connections all over. So you don't have to pay for those doctors on an upfront basis or even on a basis where you pay the copay. So you don't have to do that either. So it allows you to get the treatment you need, to get better, and all of a sudden, everybody's happy at the end of the day. That's what we shoot for.
Yeah, and you're real easy to find and get you on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. And give them that number again.
The number is 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. Or hit me up at LawyerDave.com or LawyerDave Law on Twitter.
All right. Been in an accident. One thing to do, better dial Dave.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We don't have a lot of time for Hey Man Bleep That, so I'll make mine really, really quick. There were a bunch of people still downtown this morning from the rally yesterday. Just trying to leave. I guess they stayed in hotels and stuff because it took me it was still closed in front of Toyota Center. So after I dropped the wife off, it took me forever to get out of downtown. I don't know if you were Trump supporters or if you were people who were protesting. Either way, don't ever come downtown again. If you don't know how to drive down there, keep your ass off my streets, okay? Not turning right in the right-hand lane when you can turn right and having five people sitting behind you when there's already traffic and we're waiting time for 20 minutes. Nobody has time for that. So I don't care whether you're a MAGA or whether you were somebody who was spitting on the MAGA people. I don't care. If you don't know how to drive in freaking downtown Houston, keep your ass out of there. Never come back or Uber. To that I say,
hey, man, that.
That's it. That's all I got.
I saw I posted the video on my Twitter. Someone tweeted out Alex Jones was in town yesterday. And he was literally...
The frogs are gay!
He was literally... Like, he had a cameraman with him. And he was literally having a shouting match with a piece of horse poop that was in the street. Like, one of the police horses had pooped. So there was crap in the street. And he was yelling at it.
Was he calling it Beto?
Yes.
Ah.
But... Really? That's your move? That's your shtick? Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. I guess to that I say,
hey man, that.
I didn't even really think about it like that, but yeah, this guy's a lunatic.
Makes for entertaining topics.
I want
for us
less
sometimes.
Crazy people in this town.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Probably never. Not.
John, you got anything?
No, not enough time. Okay. It's okay. No, I went to go watch a comedy show in New York, and it was open mic, and a white lady went up talking about how she grew up around black people. And how she dated a black guy, so it gave
her. She was allowed to use the N-word.
She was about to say it, and we got very silent. And then she went to the whole, "Do you guys like impressions?" And I was like, "Oh no, oh no!" It was very bad.
Oh God, she wasn't a ventriloquist, was she? That would have been even
no,
worse.
Oh no!
Ah, this is little Bobby.
All right, great job, John. Great job, AJ. We'll be back in studio again tomorrow. Please tune in at 4 o'clock. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. We'll be right back.